City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Let's get moving with the Potato Pie. All right, that was the Potato Pirates on
Pogo City Radio.
How all you fuckers doing tonight? Andrew Bedlam on the motherfucking mic. I am drunk as shit. This is the third show of the night. See, now we got a bunch of shows coming up on Black Friday, so we're pre-recording. I got a bunch of people in the crew with me tonight, but of course we got to get to the lovely, the beautiful, the gorgeous, the sexy, the
you know it,
girl,
you know
motherfucking Jessica.
Bitch, let's be real here. What's going on, Pogo Land?
Gorgeous, my beautiful, beautiful wife.
Good
course.
Shit.
Not for sale. Not for sale. Sorry, fellas.
Yeah,
sorry, fellas. Ladies, some maybe. Ladies, hit us up, ladies.
Yeah, hit us up, ladies.
All right. But let's talk to the fellas. Now, first of all, we got that crusty fucker Josh here. But he is he's not MIA. He's just passed the fuck out.
Snoozing B. Anthony.
It is 10:03 p.m. Like that. That's good. PM Eastern Standard Time, and Josh has passed
this
the fuck out.
This dude looks funny as hell.
You guys
too.
Are already hearing the voices of Andrew Warhammer and Sean Bedlam. How the fuck you
Yo,
guys
Pogo.
Are?
City.
All right. Now, Andrew Warhammer sitting on with us for a second show. First night here, used to play guitar in Hate Trash Disaster, who we play on here pretty frequently. They play some Pogo City shows as well. So stay tuned for some good little banter with him. Now, the lovely rude girl Jessica is taking pictures of that crusty fucker Josh passed the fuck out, as he normally is. So while she does that, why don't we kick it with some tunes, do it a little bit of old school, hit you guys up with the Rosillos. Now, this is a cover song. Some people think the Rosillos did it first. Some people think Youth Brigade did it first. Who actually did it first was Fleetwood Mac. before Stevie Nicks was in the band, and they it was on the B side of a record that they actually did under another band name. I can't think of it now. We've looked it up before. We've talked about it on Pogo City Radio before, but it's really just Fleetwood Mac. But here's the Rosillos with Somebody's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In
Tonight.
Right, that was the Rosillos on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, we're going to get to you guys some more music. But, you know, Jessica, the lovely rude girl Jessica, just ran the fuck out of here, fell the fuck down the stairs. And it was pretty fucking funny because we were talking about that crusty fucker Josh who's passed out sitting right next to me here. When we were in Philly, I think we were seeing, I think it was the time we got thrown at a choking victim, actually, before a choking victim played. That was a rough night. Rough night for the whole Pogo crew. Ever since that night, there's been some members of the Pogo crew that are no longer with us. But anyway, I mean, we had this great picture. Josh must have fell down the fucking stairs or something. There was like a fucking roof access where everybody was smoking, and Josh is at the bottom of that particular staircase with his feet on the stairs, his back on the ground, his head one way, his legs another, and it definitely looked like he might have broken his neck. Which I guess, luckily, he didn't.
What looked like his final resting place?
Yeah, right.
And they found him that way.
Why the fuck does Sean come through so goddamn hot? Sean, you sexy
bitch. It's because I'm so fucking hot, man.
That's right. Because I think, I keep thinking I have you in track six, but I have you in track
five.
Yeah.
And that's some fine enunciation,
and now he's not
folks.
Overloading the whole goddamn system.
I'm just talking normal over here, too.
Yeah, I had...
He's had like
normal.
Five diet waters, too, so...
Dude,
no lime.
Fucking drunk as a skunk. So why don't we do some old school rock and roll on Pogo City Radio? Take you guys back in time with the Sonics doing their rendition of Roll Over Beethoven.
It's a rockin' little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature's rising, the jukebox is blowing a fuse. All my heart's beating rhythm and my soul keeps a-singin' the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. Rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues.
I got the rockin' on the rider sitting down on a rhythm review. Go over Beethoven, Bill Tchaikovsky and news. Wow! Well, if you feel like you like it, go get your lover, then you reel and rock it. Roll it over, then you move on up, take a couple further, then you reel and rock it. One another, roll over Beethoven, Bill Tchaikovsky the news. Hey, early in the morning, I'm giving you the warning. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Hey, diddle, diddle, I will play my fiddle. Ain't got nothing to lose. Go over Beethoven, rounding in two by two. You know she wiggles like a thrower, spinning like a spinning top. She's got a crazy partner, ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she's got a dime, the music won't ever stop. Roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven.
Here we are, real quick. All right, that was the Sonics with Roll Over Beethoven. We're going to get to a band who's currently on their 40-year anniversary tour. They just played the area. I'm talking about Stiff Little Fingers. Here they are now with Gotta Get Away.
Gotta get away. Gotta
All right, that was Stiff Little Fingers on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, I don't know if I've mentioned this yet, but today, Black Friday, you guys should come out to Nazareth. Come to the Jacksonian Club on Main Street and check out the Drugettes, who are going to be doing a nice set along with some other bands. I don't have the information in front of me. I forgot who the fuck else is playing. I'm drunk as shit. But I know the Drugettes will be there. So come out, Jacksonian Club, Main Street, Nazareth, Black Friday today, and check it out. And of course, you know, Take This Bird and Shove It Fest going on tonight. The Pissed with the Oi Scouts. Now, we've had the Oi Scouts on here a ton of times. We've had Gabe on here a ton of times. And then we also have the Oi Scouts 3-hour long live special where we took calls from the listeners and everything. It was a blast. Go back into the archives and look for it, or you guys can hit up
PogoCityRadio.com.
PogoCityRadio.com, I believe, is right on the right hand side of the screen. But yeah, why don't we get back to a little punk rock, head out west, do you know. All right, well, Josh, actually, that crusty fucker Josh, just you know woke up for a half a second and hit the stop button on our recording. So we were talking for a good minute or so, and Josh kind of canceled that all out on us. So yeah, thanks a million, Josh. But why don't we just get back to the fucking tracks, head out west. Here's Dwayne Peters, U.S. Bombs with Your Country. That was the U.S. Bombs on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Now, we got Andrew Warhammer here, who, you know, previously, Hate Trash Disaster. They play a bunch of shows for us. We've had Pat on here. We've had Dino Sex from the Murder Junkies, Hate Trash Disaster's drummer. But, Andrew, what you got going on nowadays?
I had started a new band called Covalent. You could contact us on Facebook, Covalent NJ. I started.
So Facebook.com/Covalent
yeah, you
NJ.
I hate when that happens. You know what I mean? We're going to try to kick it like Kids Bop. I'm going to do some Frick and some Darns. But I had left the band I was touring with, Begat the Nephilim, before I was actually playing with Pat and those guys in Hate Trash, and started a new band with my buddy Mike Castro, original drummer from Cognitive. He's that band signed to Seasons of Mist Records. We got together. We started doing stuff. You know what I mean? There's a lot of, you know what I mean? I know this is a punk station.
Yeah, but yeah, it's, you know, it's what underground.
I mean?
Really.
It's that's my roots, man. You know what I mean? I started, if it wasn't for punk rock, man, I wouldn't even pick up the guitar. So, you know what I mean? I was playing Subhumans, Clash, you know what I mean? Bad Brains. All that stuff helped me with my, like, riffing. And you know what I mean? Obviously, I just kept going and going and going. But I had left, and we started a new band. We're not too big, like, with subgenres. That's the thing that kills it with metal.
Yeah,
everything's
I know.
Subgenre.
Metalcore. Metalcore. Nintendo core.
Stick your dick
core.
In the fucking toaster core. You know what I mean? We got all that. You know what I mean? I try to take a little bit from everything.
Nintendo core, though?
Yeah, there's Nintendo core. Actually, Jesus. There's a band called Horse the Band. Yes. Yep. Those dudes are really cool, man.
Devil John was real into them. Devil John ain't been around in a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, no, Horse of Band, those dudes are really nice. I actually played with them when I was in a band called Leviath at the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. That's cool. Based out of PA. I was a guitar player for them for a bit. We played a Horse of the Band. We played the number 12 Looks Like You. But lest we digress. but, yeah, no, I started this new project. And you know what I mean? We try to stray away from just sticking to one thing. We like to kind of like space everything out and do a lot of different things, you know what I mean? So you could find something, you know what I mean? You can play a million different parts and one person can find something they like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But we're going to be playing December 16th over at Reverb in Reading, Pennsylvania with Lorna Shore and Cognitive. I have tickets for sale. They're $10 a piece. You can hit me up. You can hit any of my band members up.
Or hit us
page.
Up. We'll plug
hit,
in with them.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You guys are fucking
absolutely.
Awesome, man.
We know.
Yeah. It's our debut show. Our old debut show was supposed to happen, and I actually hit you up to help us
out.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much for that, man.
Yeah, we tried.
Almost. You know what I mean? It's crazy when people double book, you know? But, yeah, man. So we're going to be playing, and... It's going to be a killer time. There's a bunch of different local acts as well going to be on that bill. So come out, support, you know what
it's
I mean?
What, December 16th?
It's December 16th, Reading, Pennsylvania at Reverb. It's going to be a killer show. You know, you can't beat $10 a ticket, man. You know what I mean?
Damn right.
So.
But in the meantime, why don't we get to The Unseen, coming off their first LP, Lower Class Crucifixion, with Trip Unseen on vocals. Here's Social Security. City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Maybe it's the one that Jessica requested. And, this is a little bit of the wretched one. Coming off, We Don't Belong to Nobody. big welcome.
If you go out west, everything's the best. The weather's fine, the coastline rules, and everybody, it's really cool. Southern states are really fine. Your hospitality all the time. But I want to sing about where we live.
Welcome to the East Coast.
That's where we drink the most.
Welcome to the East Coast.
That's where we drink the most.
Welcome to the East Coast.
That's where we drink the most.
Welcome to the East Coast.
That's where we drink the most. Up north gets really cold. People have hearts of gold. They'll be right there if you need a hand. It's great in the central states. The soil's got a lot to give. But I want to sing about where we live.
Welcome to the East Coast.
That's where we drink the most.
Welcome to the East Coast.
That's where we drink the most.
Welcome to the East Coast.
That's where we drink the most.
Welcome to the East Coast.
That's where we drink the most. Work, drink, sleep, repeat. Work, drink, sleep, repeat. Work, drink, sleep, repeat. Work, drink, sleep, repeat.
Right. Now we're going to keep rocking right along with the dudes on this issue of Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now that was just the Wretched Ones coming straight out of Jersey. We're going to head to a PA band. Now the drummer of this band used to live right around the block from here. You know, I'm talking about a 30-second walk
literally around the
Pogo
block.
Pogo City HQ. This is the Virus coming off the first 7-inch. Here's Pull My Fight Virus.
Never win. Fuck with my
All right, now that was the Virus with Pull My Strings on Pogo City Radio. While that track was playing, we were talking about how sometimes, you know, when you meet your idols,
it's better in the abstract.
It could either go really good or it could go really bad. Now, I've had to go both ways.
Yeah,
and pretty much
me too.
Any band that I've been obsessed with that I got to meet was fucking awesome. But I'm going to tell you the one time where I met, it wasn't a band though, where I met people and it was like, you know, don't meet your heroes because it just ruins it type deal. Now, I'm a huge Giants fan. Me and Jessica are actually going to see the Giants tomorrow. Take on the Kansas City
Woo!
Chiefs.
Losers.
But back in the day.
That's another loss.
Go Big Blue.
Back in the day, I was in a football camp. Michael Strahan from the New York Giants, his football camp. Now, Michael Strahan was awesome, but there was a whole bunch of other Giants there for the 2 weeks that I was there, and one of them was the quarterback at the time, Danny Cannell. Yo, this dude was a straight up asshole, right? He was on the basketball court. There's like an army of fucking 12-year-old kids trying to get his autograph. He's there to sign autographs, you know what I mean? And he went to college on a basketball scholarship. He's just running back and forth on the court, kids chasing him everywhere, ignoring everybody, just doing dunks and shooting three-pointers and ignoring everybody. I'm chasing him back and forth for a little bit. And then finally, I was like 11 years old. I was like, you know what? Fuck this dude. Fuck him. I don't care about him. And just walked away.
Sometimes it sucks to try to suck your own dick. So.
It does. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks when you meet like somebody you're like infatuated with and they're an asshole.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
This
exactly.
happened to me.
Yeah, exactly. You have multiple.
Like when I was 11 years
respect.
Old, I was definitely infatuated yeah. with the Giants quarterback, even though he wasn't that yeah. great, Danny Cannell.
It happens.
But yeah, it happens. And you know, Andrew Warhammer here talking about being on the road with some bigger bands. We're not going to name drop or anything.
Nah.
But sometimes, you know, you meet these guys and you're all psyched up and then
yeah.
they fucking jerk off.
I could definitely tell a funny story. We were doing Summer Slaughter, and I won't drop the said band, but we were doing check-ins, and this dude kind of pushed me out of my way, and then I kind of got upset about it, and then later on I was talking to another member from another band, and I was like, wow, man, I'm like, that dude's such a dick, and the guitar player from that band was actually warming up, and he's like, dude, you ain't shitting, so you know what I mean?
You know it was shitting.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of the few times that I met SZA.
I seen him in Walters Park, yeah. dude.
Are you
total
serious?
Dick.
Walters Park pool.
No,
right
dude, I'm talking to New York, dude.
Oh, I bet you were talking Walters Park and Peabody.
Yeah, no, yeah. man.
But you know what? No, I gotta say, yo, I met SZA like a handful of times.
He was cool.
He was always
dick,
cool
though.
To me. He was cool to me. What happened?
He
with
seems
you?
Like a dick.
He was just fucked up.
He's
all junkied out.
I mean, I can't really complain about the way that he responded to me, but, you know, like, I went up to him at a couple of different shows, and, you know, he kind of, like, blew me off, but I get it. Like, you know, he's getting sick of, like, kids screaming his lyrics back at him.
How about Sean? How about Sean's story with the whole Ice Cube thing?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? Ice Cube?
Remember?
I think I told that story before.
Let's hear it.
All right, I'll tell it.
Again.
Did he tell you how you got fired on his day off? Or like?
You remember telling this. I remember.
Yeah, I told the story before, but I'll tell it again. A few years ago, I want to say it was, like, 2014 or so. I was down in Philly, and Leftover Crack was playing a bar, and me and Kojo, who's been on the show a few times, him and another
Colin.
One of his buddies, we were doing coke before we went to the show.
So. And I'm talking about that caffeinated drink.
Real important.
But we were all in a really good mood before we went to the show. And then I'll preface this with this. This was not a dickhead to me, but when we got to the show, we saw Leftover Crack. They kicked ass. It was a good show. Then after the show, we were hanging out down at the bar, that was like downstairs. And we're drinking, and we see this door, and we're like, I wonder what's behind that door. So we open the door, and it's just like a staircase going up. So we walk up the stairs, and in this room, like, SZA and, like, all of Leftover Crack and, like, some other people are hanging out in this room. And so SZA sees us, and it's just the three of us just standing there, like, mad awkward, just, like, in a room full of complete strangers. They don't know us. We don't know them. And SZA's like, hey, guys, what's going on? And or something like that. And he's like, you guys can't really be up here, but here's the deal. He had ice in a cup. He's like, I'm going to throw you the ice, and if you can catch it in your mouth, you can hang out up here. So he throws one to Colin's buddy. He misses. He throws one to Colin. He misses. He throws one to me, and I miss. We all miss. We all completely miss.
Boom.
Because we're all drunk and whatever. And then some dude came up the stairs. I guess he was like security or something like that. And he's like, you guys can't be up here. You got to go back downstairs. But Stizzle, my point was that Stizzle
wasn't. Kissed him.
He wasn't a dick.
He wasn't a dick. He wasn't a dick. He tried. He gave us a chance.
Sean just
tried
sucks at catching things in his mouth, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
So. I'm just not good at it, I guess.
You guys would have been seeing Stizzle.
Jessica, real good at catching things in your mouth.
I had a similar story with Napalm Death. It was us, Voivod, Napalm Death, Exhumed. And Black Crown Initiate, and we were at the Worcester Palladium, and I was hammer drunk, and fucking, I'm chilling backstage, and I fucking, like, there's this weird, like, staircase, like, it kind of, like, spirals around it, and there's all different green rooms, they have showers and shit, and I thought I was on the fucking level with my buddy Bud, he plays in Exhumed.
Buddy Bud,
he plays in Exhumed. I thought that was their room. But it turns out to be Napalm Death's room. And I walk in, and they're, like, rolling one up. And, like, it's literally, like, the record scratch, dude. Like, I'm like, all right. Like, they're like, you need something? I'm like, holy shit. Napalm Death. And, like, not to mention the bass player looks like fucking Murderface from fucking Metalocalypse. I'm like, all right, whatever.
What do you mean, pure food?
Pooking food.
Food.
But yeah, no, fucking, that was a fucking funny show, man. We were standing side stage. We played that show, and their tour manager got fucking pissed, dude. They're like, he's like, hey, you got, like, did you pay $125 to get I'm like, dude, we played the show tonight.
Like, fuck off.
And then they're like, dude, he's like, yeah, get off side stage. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Napalm Death that much to spend $125. Damn. It was crazy, man. It was funny as fuck.
All right, now we were just doing a little chit-chat about Stizza, so why don't we get to one of the many Stizza bands, and I think this is the latest one. Here's
the Star Fucking Hipsters
with Two Cups of Tea.
Two cups of tea, one for you and one for me. Drown out the pain from polluted acid rain and flaming gasoline until we're clean. Two dead police, one for hope and one for peace. Watching government lies leak into your empty eyes from the TV. And when is history? Three dead police, one for thanks and two for please. In every single town, every officer is down. Mountains we climb.
Alright, now that was the Star Fucking Hipsters featuring SZA from Leftover Crack. Let's get to another Leftover Crack featuring Right, a little fun fact here. Now, that last NDK song right there, Moonwalk Mafia, exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. A little bit of 420 for you on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
420, but, I don't know nothing about that.
Now, what about a little story involving Snoop Dogg, my friend there, Krusty Josh?
All right, so I'm not going to get into detail about names and stuff, but somebody that I'm really, really, really close friends with... he used to sell weed to a
certain
dispensary,
individual.
A dispensary in California, consignment.
Oh, consignment.
And he would drop a pound of weed off, and it would usually take about a month to sell a pound of weed to get his money back on consignment. If anybody knows what a consignment shop is,
I do.
When you give them the
like
product, and you
shop.
Don't make money till it sells.
Exactly.
Thrift shops
so it
are
would take him
shops.
A month. It would take him a month to get his money back on a pound of weed at a consignment shop. He drops a pound of weed off at a consignment shop, and 1 week later, he gets 1 week after he drops a pound off, he gets a call saying, "Hey, your shit's gone. Can you bring another pound by?" And he's like, "What the fuck?" This usually takes a month. And Snoop Dogg frequents this area. He would always play at the casinos in the area, and I'm not going to mention the area, but and so anyway, he goes to the shop to drop off another pound and asks the shop manager, "How did my pound like
move so
flip
quick.
So quick? Like, what happened to it?" It's like, "Oh, Snoop Dogg came up by and he really really liked your shit, and you know, and this is a true story, like." My buddy never met Snoop Dogg. He wasn't a part of the transaction,
but still,
it was his weed.
He done took it.
That's like the ultimate, like, growers.
Straight out of Half Baked.
That's like the
hit me with the smiley face. Take me back to my place. I'll throw it all down and get lifted. Fuck Samson.
Grower's seal of approval. Like, when you can grow weed that good that, like, there's, like, maybe, like, 100 other people's weed in that consignment shop, in that dispensary, and Snoop Dogg walks into that shop and says, "Hey, this Chem Dog is fucking dank as fuck. There's 100 other people growing, and my shit is better."
Awesome. So we're going to have to take you guys right back over to the punk rock. I'm talking about Cheetah and Johnny Blitz, the Dead Boys. Now, of course, Cheetah and Johnny Blitz going around together. Cheetah comes Dead Boys. Make sure you see them. They're selling out everywhere. Here's the original Dead Boys with Sonic the Reaper.
Yeah!
like we got the Dead Boys on.
Yeah,
we're gonna cue one up for Warhammer right here. Going with Leaving and Fear, coming off More Beer.
Yeah.
The Mouth Don't Stop on.
We're not recording right now, are we?
Yeah.
Right, that was Fear. We're gonna keep rocking right along. Now, I didn't realize a lot of songs we're playing tonight coming from Fear. This is one of them. The Adolescent in Amoeba. Coming off one of the things. One of them.
I think the Fear is three. I want to say three.
Who knows? Here's the Adolescent.
We are scientists in our lab, looking through the microscope. The little glass side, they never lie. How can this fall my code? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back, stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. It's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your growing life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone.
right now. That was the Adolescents on Pogo City Radio. Now, I guess we only got time for one more in this show. So everybody going to have to say, see you guys later. You know, we're glad Andrew could come out,
hang out with us
for the first time. A lot of fun. We're glad you came. Jessica, that chick disappeared. She's probably naked and passed out in the bed. That's usually where I find her. Now, Sean Bedlam. Now, he might get his ass kicked for coming here tonight. I don't know.
Why?
Hopefully, hopefully he doesn't get his ass kicked.
And, I bruised like a banana.
That
no
fucking crusty fucker Josh came to midway through the show. He's actually awake. He hasn't puked yet. So that sounds good.
He got that second wind.
He got that second wind in him.
Andrew, you're probably going to have that puke in your wind by the morning.
Yo, this motherfucker, I remember one time, right? Before we had the mini fridge up here that we have now, we had beer and coolers and shit. And fucking, lots of times, we record in our house. I have a serious setup, and we record at my house, and sometimes I will come up here during the week just when we're recording. I go to empty out the cooler. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that smell? Oh,
some vintage throw up.
I'm thinking it now. It was sitting in there for a fucking week. Josh puked in the goddamn cooler. And it was the summer, so it was like 95 degrees up here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit was gross as fuck. I ain't even lying. That cooler is up here to this day, and it's over there.
R.I.P. cooler.
It's disgusting.
No, it's just sitting there, dog.
Yo, Josh. All right. So why the fuck don't we get out of here with some goddamn addicts? We're going to play, oh my God, this is on Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Again, we're fucking killing it with the TPS.
Like four or five of the songs we played tonight are on Tony Hawk Pro Skater. And then we had one on another. We had a couple off Grand Theft Auto also.
Yeah.
That's funny, random.
I think a couple of them were actually on both.
Wow, yeah. Mother was on one of the GTAs.
That was on San Andreas.
Yeah, San Andreas, yeah. Uh-huh.
Anybody out there in Pogo Land, if you got a PlayStation 2 and Tony Hawk, I would kick your fucking ass. I will put money on it.
No cheat codes, dog.
No Game Shark or whatever the fuck that was. All right, everybody.
Yo, he says Game Shark.
All right, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Here's the Addicts with a Viva La Revolution.
In the dungeons with the evil man, the people have been so free again. Come out of the closet, come out of the hole, come out of the woodwork, come into the fold. Devils and fighters and license to kill. Now with the bandits, stop on the hill. Open your windows, open your doors, open your minds to a freedom of thought. Cast. This revolution won't be the last. Viva the revolution. Viva the revolution. Viva the revolution. Viva the revolution. Father, rich man.
kinds of cash. She's gonna lose, she won't be the last.
Take the
gotta remind you guys to come out December 2nd to Allentown. Check out the Parasitics, the Damn Broads, Bunch of Jerks, Houston and the Dirty Rats, and the Trash Cats.
Pogo City Radio.